whatever it takes to get the job done. That's all that matters, you know. This is a game that has nothing to do with statistics. That's something to do with, you know, final results. We need to do everything we possibly can as individuals to sacrifice and help our brothers so that we can get the job done.
What has surprised you about this whole experience so far?
Nothing surprised me. You know, at the end of the day, myself and my teammates know we have one job, you know, at the end of the day, is to finish the game come Sunday. But right now we're doing something where we're going to communicate and give everybody, you know, a bit of how we're feeling and really take in the situation.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nelson, when did you know that this could be a special group? Was there a certain moment, a certain practice, a certain game where you guys said, you know what, we got the chemistry, we got all the pieces to make a Super Bowl run?
I think that there was a little bit of, there was signs of it when we brought Doug over. We picked up Carson, you know, and we started that the new regime, new offense, new defense a year ago. We knew that, you know, we had players that wanted to be special. We knew there was opportunities for us to truly, you know, get the job done. And then come OTAs, we added more pieces. We moved some things around. And then we really told ourselves that, hey, we got a shot. And we're going to work every day towards this. And I truly believed it from, you know, I spoke it to existence. When Alshon and Torrey came over in the wide receiver room, we all talked about it. It wasn't no beating around the bush. We said, this is what we wanted. And here we are right now, and at the end of the day, we didn't just want to be here. We want to give everything we can to get the job done.
Why is this wide receiver group, and really the team in general, such a tight-knit brotherhood, such a family?
It could be like how everybody kind of fell in place in terms of previous relationships. And it also is how we are as, you know, individuals. They put together a bunch of, you know, very unselfish individuals who care about each other, who's willing to give everything they can for each other, and wants to see everybody truly succeed. So, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of something like this.
That matchup in the slot with you against Eric Rowe, can you just talk about exactly how you expect to win that matchup and what it's going to be like going against someone you saw in practice for quite some time?
Most important thing for me is to be myself. This isn't anything new to me. I think he's a great player. He's going to play very hard. But for me, I'm going to watch my tape. I'm going to practice very hard and go out there on Sunday with a lot of energy and excitement and execute.
How are you guys able to maintain the same focus throughout all the hectic, you know, the media obligations, being on the road, and everything else you've had to encounter this week?
It's all a part of what we do as, you know, entertainers and also football players in this industry. You know, I respect it. And for me, I know every time I got a chance to open my iPad, watch a little bit of film, you know, talk some ball, hydrate, do the things that I need to do to make sure on Sunday I'm at my best, I will do it.
Just talk about how Doug has really instilled in you guys that it's not just about being happy to get to this point, but that's, you guys are coming here to win. That's a business trip, and you want to finish the deal.
I mean, it started at the beginning of OTAs. No one said they wanted to just get to the Super Bowl. You know, to be a world champion is the ultimate goal. And, you know, it's a blessing, and it's something that's earned, not given. So every day you got to understand that you have to sacrifice time, effort, and continued focus to get it done.